The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, The Adventures of Bentley Hippo, inspiring children to accept each other. Too short, too tall, curly hair, no hair, dark skin, light skin, walking or wheeling, children will see themselves through the diverse characters and learn to love themselves. Bentley's excitement is short-lived when his friends are prevented from going on a space adventure because they are different. Will Bentley choose his dream over his friends?
On the cover, the white round moon floats in the deep blue sky. Planets in the galaxy are seen in the distance. The bright spots of many stars twinkle. A rocket ship hatches open. Bentley Hippo and some of his friends emerge. They wear protective spacesuits and big round helmets with clear visors. Bentley is a green hippopotamus with a round body and four sturdy legs, a short snout, little round ears on the top of his head, and a gap between his front teeth. His red high-top sneakers are floating out of the ship and into space. Daisy, the pink giraffe, also comes out of the ship. Nearby, Jackson the monkey floats above them with a lifeline between his suit and where it is tethered to the ship and attached to his back. Several bananas have also slipped out of the ship and float free in space. In green and white letters, the title reads, The Adventures of Bentley Hippo, Inspiring Children to Accept Each Other.
Bentley and his friends Jackson, Daisy, Marty, and Toby floated down in their hot air balloon. It landed near a pier, and they jumped out.
Jackson leaps and bounds away from the hot air balloon as Bentley lets himself out of the door in the big basket.
Bentley was surprised. His new friends from the hospital were gathered, holding a large banner with the words, "Thank you."
The large white banner with large red lettering says, "Thank you, Bentley." It is held on each side by a boy and girl who lean on crutches. One of the boy's legs is a prosthetic leg. The other is real. Between them, seated under the banner in a wheelchair, is a bald boy who raises his arms in welcome.
"Bentley," a voice began to speak. It was Julia, his friend from the hospital. "We have a surprise for you, to say thank you." Bentley loved surprises. He was eager to find out what it was. But why were the children thanking him?
They all beam at Bentley. In a heart-shaped cutout, Julia holds out her arms. She wears a blue dress and a matching headband with a bow on her bald head. Her blue eyes are as big and bright as her smile.
Jackson, always wanting to go first, began to explain. "We wanted to thank you for being so kind." Bentley looked at the others. They were all in on the surprise. Jackson couldn't hold back anymore and blurted out, "Look, Bentley, look! Turn around and look!"
Jackson hops up and down and points. Bentley's eyes follow his direction and he grins.
Bentley turned and couldn't believe his eyes. Was he seeing things? Up ahead was a rocket ship, a real one. "You're going to the moon, Bentley," Julia said. Bentley was so excited, he was speechless. Happy tears filled his eyes. His dream was finally coming true.
Toby the elephant joins the others. On the field, a tall blue rocket ship stands on end, with the silver nose cone pointed at the sky. Steps lead to a door at the bottom. Two large wings stick out on either side. The ship is positioned between two tall metal towers. An elevator goes up the side of the one on the left. In the distance, satellites mounted on the top of a building also point toward the heavens.
Your dream awaits! You deserve to go to the moon! You never gave up on your dream, Benley, and you never gave up on us! Jackson grinned.
The friends appear on a rainbow surrounded by golden stars.
You taught me how to share, be kind to others, and even to be patient, Jackson said.
You taught me about bullying and friendship, Marty continued.
Each friend taking a turn to express their thanks made Benley overwhelmed. I was feeling weak, and you taught me to have hope and never give up, Julia added. Benley beamed.
I'm glad I was able to help, and I can't wait to go to the moon with you all.
Benley appears on a rainbow surrounded by golden stars. He raises his arms and smiles a delighted smile.
Benley was so excited. He bounced from side to side. He cheered, he laughed, he danced. He had never, ever been so happy. They arrived at the gate by the rocket ship. A tall man in a white uniform with a serious look on his face met them.
The man has blonde hair. His uniform is a blue shirt, dark blue slacks, a matching tie, and a pilot's brimmed hat. A patch showing a rocket ship is on the upper sleeve. His brows are lowered and his forehead is furrowed in a frown.
He looked at the friends and checked each of them out, from the tops of their heads down to the tips of their toes. He pointed to Benley and allowed him past the gate and onto the ramp. He hooked the rope back to the post.
Daisy, Toby, Julia, and Jackson raise their brows as they look at the man.
Nobody else will be riding the rocket today.
For a moment, everyone laughed until they realized it wasn't a joke and he was serious. The man didn't want anyone else to share Benley's dream.
Why can't they come on the rocket ship with me? Benley asked.
He stops halfway up the ramp and turns back to the man.
The man pointed out things about every child. Too bouncy, too pink, glasses, and on he went.
Benley's heart sank. His excitement turned to disappointment.
Bentley looks in distress at his friends. Jackson the bouncing monkey, Daisy the pink giraffe, Toby the gray elephant with yellow glasses, and Julia with her bald head.
This is your dream, not theirs, the man said.
Jackson leaned towards Daisy and whispered, I don't like him. He's not very nice.
Shh, replied Daisy.
Their mouths are open, jaws dropped.
Benley was torn between his friends and his dream. Looking at them all, he walked down the ramp, looked at the man, and said,
I'm not going to the moon if my friends can't come with me.
He descends the ramp toward his waiting friends.
The man frowned and told Benley to go back in.
This is the dream you always wanted, so I suggest you start walking.
With one hand on his hip and his shoulders squared, the man directs Bentley back toward the ship.
This is my dream, sir. You're right. But my friends are more important to me.
Before the man could respond, Bentley continued.
You're not being very kind, and that's not okay. You should always share your food, your stories, your jokes, even your dreams, as sharing makes it more special.
And you should be patient too,
blurted out Jackson. And you shouldn't be unkind or bully others, Marty added. You were mean and a bully when you said those things about us. You shouldn't pick on others.
Marty holds his paws up in a shrug, and Jackson puts both hands on his hips as he squares his jaw and stares at the man.
Do you see Jackson? Benley asked the man. He gets very excited at times. And Marty over there? Marty is darker than other lions, and the hair on his tail has fallen out. Toby wears glasses that help him see better. Daisy is pink, which makes her look different, and sometimes she stutters.
The man folds his arms across his chest and continues to glower at Bentley.
Billy has curly hair. Julia doesn't have any. I walk on two legs. All other hippos walk on four. We are all important, and we are all proud of who we are, whether we have differences or not.
Billy, with the prosthetic leg, leans on his crutch. Toby adjusts his yellow glasses on his eyes, and Julia puts her hand to her cheek as they look up at the imposing man.
I am me, because nobody else can be me but me. We are special and unique in our own way. So without my friends, I'm not going to the moon.
Bentley returns to his friends. Jackson pats Bentley's arm and smiles. The man's face relaxes and he holds out his palm.
The man lowered his head in shame. You're right, Bentley. Sharing your dream with your friends will make it even more special. I guess if I take my time and have patience, I'll be more relaxed. If I'm kinder to others, it will make them happy as well as make me happy. And if I believe in myself and accept myself as I am, then it makes me more determined to follow my own dreams.
He smiled at Bentley.
And don't forget to share,
Jackson called out.
Just like Bentley shared his ice cream.
The man looked at Jackson. Didn't you already mention sharing? And what ice cream?
Everyone giggled.
That's Jackson, and that's why we love him, Bentley said.
Jackson leaps up and down, laughing.
Thank you for helping me to see kindness makes everyone happy. And that I was very wrong to judge you and all your friends, Bentley.
That's okay, Bentley replied, as Jackson bounced around. Chuckling at Jackson, the man said,
I think that the right thing to do is to let all of you go.
The man smiles and uncrosses his arms.
They climbed aboard the rocket. Jackson was last. He turned and waved to the man.
Come on, hurry! We have to go!
The doors closed, and they were ready for liftoff.
In their spacesuits, they start to float in the rocket in zero gravity.
It was an incredible ride. Everyone shared stories, told jokes, and gazed out at the stars.
7, 8, 9.
Jackson, what are you doing? Bentley asked.
I'm counting the stars.
You missed a few, said the man.
That's not a problem. I'll just count them on our way back.
The entire rocket ship burst into laughter.
Oh, Jackson, Bentley smiled.
The others laugh along with Jackson as they float by each other.
The ship landed. Bentley was bursting with happiness. He had never seen anything more beautiful. He looked at all his friends. His dream had come true, and it was perfect.
Toby the elephant takes big strides on the moon's surface. His helmet has a long extension for his trunk.
What are we going to do now, Bentley? Asked Daisy.
Smile, he said, and took a selfie.
Bentley holds a phone camera on a stick and takes a picture of himself and his friends. Jackson sticks out his tongue and makes rabbit ears with his fingers. The blue and green Earth floats serenely in space behind them.
They all wondered what the next adventure would be. End of Series 1.
This has been The Adventures of Bentley Hippo, Inspiring Children to Accept Each Other, Book 5 in the Inspiring Children series, written by Argyro Graffy, narrated by Megan Conrad. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Michael Reyes. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.